This is an audiobook about power and how you can use it to be what you want to be, to do what you want to do, and to have what you want in life. The unsettling fact is that, though each of us is born with this power, there are often times in later life when we seem headed downhill. One purpose of this book is to explain why this happens and why failures, both personal and material, are unnecessary and, in fact, unnatural. The power that each of us is born with is a part of God, the spiritual aspect of our being, which is perfect. This power is a creator or generator of energy that is either potential or kinetic. Potential energy is passive energy, energy that is stored, waiting to be used. Kinetic energy is active energy, energy that is being used. As active energy, this power is neutral and may be used to create sickness, loneliness, poverty, crime, or war, or good health, wealth, peace, friendship, happiness, and fulfillment. God has given us what some call free will, but what I prefer to call the option of choice. We have the choice to use our power positively or negatively, constructively or destructively. If that is so, you may ask, why on earth would anyone choose the negative? No one would consciously make such a choice. And that's the point. Most of our choices are made unconsciously. It is another purpose of this audiobook to teach you how to heighten your consciousness, your self-awareness, so that you can choose consciously. The mechanism by which this energy becomes implemented is our mind, our mental attitudes, which in turn determine our belief systems, the way we perceive things. As the power is implemented, as our ideas take form, if you will, they become the reality in our lives, the reality of failure or the reality of success. Think of your mind as the mold or blueprint that determines the shape the power takes, the form in which it expresses itself. This mold or blueprint is made up of your beliefs, which, in a sense, are your memories and interpretations of very early life experiences, or even prenatal existence. Unfortunately, we misinterpret many of these early experiences and bury these misinterpretations in our unconscious mind, where they become the basis for the beliefs that cause us so much trouble later in our lives. And it is not accidental that we make these misinterpretations, because, from the moment of birth, we are surrounded by other people who are imposing their misinterpretations upon us. They usually do so unconsciously, because they, too, are not aware of how the power and the universe work. Because we get so caught up in trying to please these people, we spend a large part of our time worrying about what they think of us. So it is that these mistaken belief systems, with all of their attendant misery, are handed down from generation to generation. Fortunately, our minds are designed so that we can change them, and it is the central purpose of this book to show each of us how we can break the vicious circle of mistaken beliefs that presently go from parent to child, and, in turn, to parent.